Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Almighty Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Almighty God. Almighty, 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 Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, we bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because we serve you, Almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. We bind up every hindering spirit, every blocking spirit, every scanner spirit, every spirit unlike the Holy Spirit. We say go right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare all is well in the name of Jesus. All is well. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we come to thank you this morning. We come to praise you this morning. We come to honor you. We come to bless you. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, what a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a holy God you are. What a righteous and a faithful Father you are. You are our friend, O God. Greater love have no man like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning.
Esther, you going to sing today or Thursday?
All right. Oh, what's
Thursday? Oh, okay. I know you're going to sing Wednesday. I won't put you on for Thursdays, too, okay?
Wait, what? That's the one at night?
Yeah. Are you busy then?
I don't know about Thursday. Let me sing the night. Let me sing the day.
Oh, okay, you can sing today. Thank you. Oh, thank you today, Father. Oh, we praise your name. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Makushabaka shiririyoko. Makushabaka shiririyoko. Oh, yes, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. We are sitting in the heavenly places in Christ. Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. We take our position in the heavens and bind the principalities and powers that operate against our lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every program in the heavens that would operate against us through the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today, Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bind and rebuke any ungodly forces operating against us through any of the stars in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all moon deities and demons operating through the moon in the name of Jesus. We bind all sun deities and demons operating through the sun in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that the sun will not smite us by day nor the moon by night. The heavens were created to be a blessing in our lives. We receive the rain and the blessings from heaven upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray for angels to be released to war against any spirit in the heavens, again assigned to block our prayers from being answered. We bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus. We pray for the floodgates of heaven to be open over our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the evil powers of heaven be shaken in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens drop dew on our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open over our lives and let us see vision in the name of Jesus. Shake the heavens and fill our houses with your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, thunder the heavens against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens drop in the presence of God. Let the heavens praise thy wonders, O Lord. Show your wonders in the heavens, Father. Ride upon the heavens and release your voice, O Lord. Release your manifold wisdom to the powers in the heavens, in the name of Jesus. So we call on your mighty name, your holy name. You are awesome, awesome God, a mighty King, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call you holy. We call you Abba. We call you Father. We call you Lord. We call you King. And we say thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, we thank you that the angels bow down before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty King you are. What a mighty God you are. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are the King of Kings. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody's holy or mightier than you. You are Lord. Hallelujah. Lord of our lives. King. Yep, you are the ruler of every nation. What a mighty God you are. You know every language, every language. You know every person in all the continents, all over the world. In the name of Jesus, we are thankful this morning, and we welcome your presence, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. This is Family Day. Yes, we are honoring families today, and we are thanking the Father. We honor Father God, the creator of families. God created families. Oh, yeah, he did. He created your family, my family. God created the fathers, the mothers, the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the cousins. He created everybody, specializes in putting families together. To keep them together. He knows the right male and female to bring together for the children to come. Yes, he has a plan. He knows. He knows. God loves unity. Where there's division, God brings unity. He is reconnecting parents and children together. Where there's been separation, upset, quarrels, anger, mistrust, bad attitudes, God is reuniting families. God specializes in bringing love, joy, peace back in the families. His word says in Malachi 4:6, he, God, the mighty God, will turn the heart of the fathers, the parents, back to the children, and the heart of the children back to the fathers and the mothers. Least, if it don't happen, he said, least I come and smite the earth with a curse. So that's King James Version. In the God's Word translation, it says God will change parents' attitudes towards their children and children's attitudes towards their parents. If not, he will come and reclaim the land by destroying us. So I thank God. Oh, my God, I don't want him to destroy us. Obedience is the key to pleasing God. Obedience is love. If we say we love God, we're going to obey him. We must obey God in all things. So I thank the Lord this morning. Oh, yeah, he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a holy God. I'm going to call on this morning my sister, my prayer partner on Tuesdays, Sister Vivian, Minister Vivian Collins, to pray for the mothers and the children. I'm sorry, the fathers, mothers, and the children. So we thank God for her this morning, praying for the fathers, the mothers, and the children. Good morning, Minister Vivian Collins. How you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Praise God. I'm doing great, doing great. Thank God for you. So if you could pray for the family this morning, we appreciate it.
Praise God. Praise God. We are so glad and happy to be in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. And to pray for one another, especially the fathers. Praise God, who is the head, the mothers. Oh, praise God, and the children. Praise God. We thank God for the unity. Praise God. We thank God for the way he built things. Oh, that we the pattern that he has built. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for, oh, God, ordaining, oh, God, the man to be the head and the leader of his household, God. We pray that every man across this country, oh, God, that his desire, oh, God, will walk in, oh, God, the ways that you have ordained him to walk, Lord God. We pray, oh, Father God, that he is willing to follow the instructions, oh, God, that you have given him, oh, God. Father God, to be the head, to be the provider, to be the leader, to be, oh, God, the protector. God, you just put a great a charge in his hands, oh, God, and commanded him to go, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to go out and till the ground. God, Father God, you said for the rest of his day, man should work by the sweat of his brow. God, so man should always work. And man should always work and provide for his family, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the woman, God, that you call alongside him, oh God. Lord God, to be that helpmeet in whatever area that she finds to do in her home for her family, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. That, oh, God, you made us strong, oh, God, to be there, God. That strong length, oh, God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, that you, oh, God, told us she would bear children, oh, God. Oh, Father God, and bring forth, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you made that woman, oh, God. Oh, God, Lord, that seed goes into her and provide. And oh, that woman, oh, God, bring forth the children, oh, God. So two of them, oh, God, and now is as one, God, in the spirit, God, doing the things, oh, God, that you called them to do, oh, God, to, oh, God, that this earth, oh, God, that is spread into this great earth, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the children that's under obedience, under subjection, oh, God, that is willing to obey their parents, oh, God. Father God, help those and teach those, oh, God, by your spirit that don't understand, God, that their understanding will be open, oh, God. Oh, God, so they can have that happy home, oh, God. Oh, God, that you have, oh, God, playing, oh, God. Walking together, God, in the spirit. God, oh, God, when they go out, God, others will see them and desire to be like them, oh, God. Oh, Father God, so, God, we are lifting up our family to you today, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you teach them and train them, oh, God, the way that you have prepared for us, oh, God. We thank you for every family that they blessed, oh, God. Oh, Father God, they're blessed in their spirit. They're blessed in their finances. They're blessed physically and, oh, God, in every way capable for them, oh, God. Now provide for that home, oh, God, that is standing in the need of a blessing, God. Pour out, oh, God, for their needs, because, God, you said, oh, God, you provide for their needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you. Thank you for that beautiful, awesome, powerful prayer for our family, fathers, mothers, and children, the whole family. Thank God. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. What are you going to play for us this morning?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. All right. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. And how about you?
I'm doing great as well. Thank you.
God is so good. He is so good. He continues to bless us and keep us, and we are so thankful for that.
Amen.
Yes.
What
I'm going to
see
what a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Thank you.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a holy God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a righteous God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a righteous God we serve. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. We serve the Almighty Father. He's a righteous God, a holy God, a faithful Father. Yep, and he's that friend that we have. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Oh, my God, I love those songs that we've been hearing this morning. We have Jackie Travis on with us. Pastor Donna's cousin. She's in Jacksonville, Florida. At least she lives here. She travels a lot, so she may not be here this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. Hey, I am here. My lady that I'm with every morning, Miss Maddie, fell and broke her hip. So if I don't get a chance to tell you, please pray for her healing, that she gets better.
And
pray for my cousin, Angela Mitchell Beatty. She's in Lexington. She passed away on this week. Pray for her children and pray for our family.
Okay.
So, Aunt Elizabeth is on the phone with me now. Aunt Elizabeth, you still there? Aunt Elizabeth? Well, she said she was going to hold on. She was in hurting and in pain.
Yeah.
She's going to hold on. So we're just saying, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, because victory today is mine. Peace is mine, yes, peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, because peace today is mine. Because when I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. That victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind. The joy today is mine. Oh, happiness is mine. Yes, happiness is mine. Happiness today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. The joy today is mine. Cause when I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me believe that victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Yes, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, because victory today is mine.
Amen. Victory today is ours. Yeah, victory today. Victory belonged to us today. So we thank God. Oh, yeah, victory belonged to us. Oh, my God, we are so blessed that because we're in Jesus, we have victory. Because we're in Jesus, we have victory. He's a victorious king. We are grateful to him. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a faithful friend and father. What a faithful friend and father. I thank the Lord this morning for the songs of praise that went forth this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. And, of course, we know victory is ours. Victory is ours because we serve the Most High, the Father. Hallelujah. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
burdens away, and to him I pray.
up and doors for me, doors I'm unable to see. That's why I say, King Jesus, he rules all burdens away. Like a king on his throne, I'll never live alone. What a friend who walks with me every day, and all he asks me to do, just keep his laws and live true. If I may, King Jesus, he rolls all burdens away. All the way, King Jesus, he rolls all burdens away. To him I pray, for he opened doors for me, doors I'm unable to see. That's why I say, King Jesus, he rolls all burdens away.
Good morning, I'm fine, everybody.
All right. What are you going to sing this morning?
The Lord is blessing me.
Amen.
The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. I can feel his presence as before him I bow. I may not be able to see what he's done for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now. Right now, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Lord, right now, the Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The Lord is blessing us right now. Right now. Not tomorrow. He ain't waiting. He's blessing us right now. So we thank God for that wonderful song. We thank God for all the songs that were sang. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Victory is ours. Yep, glory, glory, hallelujah. King Jesus, and the Lord is blessing us. What a mighty God we serve. Well, the word of God is powerful. Today, our speaker is a mighty woman of God. She's very talented. She sings, plays the keyboard, the piano. She teaches the word of God. She studies and reads the word of God. I've known her over 25 years. I thank God for her. She lives in Marrero, Louisiana. She's part of the Bible Storyland family. We say good morning, Gloria Dean, Minister Gloria Dean. How you doing this morning?
I'm feeling fine, and I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank him this morning. Praise God. And I love him, and you know he loves us. Hallelujah. So anyway, I'll go on and give the word. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Loud and
clear. Sometimes this phone, I don't know, it goes off on itself. But praise be to God. Hallelujah. We just give God all the glory this morning. We give him all the praise this morning. We thank God for all the songs that were sung this morning. You know, all of it is given glory to God. Glorify God for who he is. And this is what he's looking for these last days. God is looking for us to glorify his name. He wants us to love it. He wants us to give glory to him. This is what he's looking for. No matter what we are going through, even as the world is in its worst ways right now, we feel, with this virus and things that's going on, and God wants us to continue to give him the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Because he never stops loving us. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, I just want to speak a little time on these last days. Praise God. Because it tells us, if we read the book of, the book of Timothy, it says about how the last times are here with us. And what's going on is we are living in some perilous times. Perilous times, praise God. And we really are living in some perilous times. So it says right here, praise God. And Timothy, the third chapter. Second Timothy, third chapter. He says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And it goes on to say, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, and disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-breakers, false accusers, and all. And it goes all the way down. You can read all the way down that whole chapter. It tells you things that's not of God that's going on today. And he called this perilous times. And we are living in perilous times because you see what the coronavirus. This is what we're in right now, these last days, these perilous times. Now, when we speak of perilous, we are living perilous times. In the last days, it says that the perilous means dangerous, stressful, difficult times. Can't we see that right now, that we're living in this time right now? See how we're living. We have to wear masks today to make sure we don't get this dangerous virus. Praise God. We got to be aware of that. We're being stressed out. We can't get close to one another. When we go out, we got to make sure that we don't touch one another, that we are not close to anyone with that virus. You know, we live in a stressful time right now. God does not lie. His word does not lie. Perilous times. Praise God. And this is time that we should do what? Time to pray. Time to pray, because we are living in a perilous time. And you know what God is looking for? God is looking for penitent people at this time. God is allowing all this. Our Father can take it up right now, but he has his reasons. At the same time, he's given us a chance to repent. And the ones that don't know him, that they learn of him and receive him into their lives. Praise God. So this is the time we have to take advantage of this, because and accept Christ in our lives, the ones that don't know the Lord. But we have to be a penitent people. At this time, God is looking for repentance, repentance, repentance. He's looking for us to do what? Give out, to repent and forgive. We've got to forgive, forgive. repent and forgive. That's a penitent people. This is what he's looking for. You may know that flesh has no boundaries, but we have to come to the point in life where we have to give our life totally over to God. Hallelujah. Totally over to God. Because we're living in these days, these stressful times, when God is looking for what? We have repented now. We repented. And we ask for God's forgiveness. But you know what God is looking for these days? God's looking for what you call true repentance. True repentance. True repentance. You ever repented of this? Yes, Lord, I won't do it anymore. This won't happen anymore. But guess what? Later on, we don't know what's going to happen. And we're going to say, oh, I repent. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't want to go back anymore. I repent. I don't know why that keeps coming. I repent, Father. Help me, God. And so, amen.
I'm trying to get that off, Glordine. I don't know where that noise is coming from.
I don't know. Someone is, needs to mute their phone. Someone
I'm muting all the lines, but just keep speaking. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm sorry for the interruption.
Oh, it's okay. I'll just talk over it. I believe everybody listened and received the word of God this morning. Because I'll tell you, when I received this about true repentance, I didn't know nothing about true repentance. We can repent, but we're going to go back and say, Lord, I did the same thing. And I repent means turning the back. God, I thought I'd really turn back. But wait a minute. God knows that. But, you know, there's no limitation in God. There's no limitation in repentance. There's no limitation at all in God's word. God could take one word and make a book out of it. Praise God. He'll open up. Hallelujah. This is what he's done with the word repentance. And we say, we repent, Lord. Oh, God, I didn't mean to say that. I repented of that. But God said, there's a true repentance. T-R-U-E. A true repentance. A true repentance. Say, God, what is a true repentance? Let's look at Joel. Joel, praise God, the book of Joel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joel, in the second chapter, true repentance. True repentance. Joel says in chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, therefore also now, say the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of his evil. You know what? Joel is talking to the people. You're going to get right. You got to come into a true repentance. What could God mean about a true repentance? A true repentance is this. True repentance, we must honestly see ourselves for what we really are and who we are apart from God. We all have to do these things. It's a total change of mind and heart. You know, it's a turning from the deeds of the flesh to the fruit of the Spirit. And we know with the Holy Spirit and the love of God, Romans 5:5 is shed abroad in our hearts, and we will think differently. We will have a change of mind and heart. We need this is a true repentance. Exactly that chapter that Joel says, and what we have to be, and what a true repentance is. We must honestly see ourselves who we are, and need turn around, rend. He said what? He said rend your heart. And your garments, and turn to me. God said, rend your garments. What does it mean by that? Your heart. You know it's in your heart. You know how you are. What comes out, whatever comes out of you, say it. You say what you still say, some of the things you want to say that you have not got rid of, but sometimes you want to do these things. But there are things in your heart that's little things you think is little, but it's big. Things that need to come out of your heart, that's been in there, need to come out. God say what? Rend yourselves to me. Turn yourselves. Give it to me. Run your heart. What he's saying, these things in your heart, you don't know how to talk to people. You talk evil to people. You talk down to people. When you don't like somebody, you don't speak to them. These little things are yet in you. You need to get it out, all of you. You want to see the faith of God, you've got to get these things out of you. He cannot live anyway and say we're saved. Praise God. And God straight on to heaven. He said, rend your heart to me. He said what? Tear it up. Rend means to tear up. Rip it up. He said, it's staying in your heart. You know what? These little things are tearing us down. We can't be mean to one another. We can't think evil in our mind. She's not going to speak to me. I'm certainly not going to speak to her. This is in you that's got to come up. Love coming out. Love, no matter what it's about. Love, love. And rend means to tear, rip it open. You know what that's staying in your heart? What he's saying? Rip it up. Rip it up. This thing in my heart. He said, rip it up. Tear it up. Rip it up. I mean, tear it to pieces. You don't want this in you. Tear it up. Cry. Weep. Moan. If you really want it to come out of you, that's what does. And what he says, and Joel says what? Rip it out. Rip it up. Get it out of you. Cry. Moan. Father. God, that's what he said. Fast and pray. You've got to get it out of you. You. This little nagging way that you have in you, this little way you know you got it, you've got to come out of you. What is God saying today in Joel? He said, fast, pray, moan, rip it up, tear it up, rip. And then he said, moan, then ran my heart. God, I give my heart to you. God, I give it to you. Lord, I give my heart to you. I'll rip it out, God. I'll tear this down to me. I'll tear this down to me, that's out of you. I'll tear it out, I'll rip it up. Hallelujah, I'll rip it up. Oh, God, and then you give it to God. Lord, I give my heart to you. God, I give my heart to you, God. I give my heart to you. What did David say in that Psalm 51? You know all the things David did. You know David. You know David is doing exactly what we would think you will see. David began to rend his heart to God. He began to tear these things out of his heart too. He knew what it was. What did David say in 51 Psalm? He said, Lord, create within me. And this is what we are saying today. God, create within me. God, create within me a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. We need a right spirit within us. We got to stop thinking those evil ways. We got to get out of that negative way. We got to get positive and tear off those negative ways and be sweet and think on the things that are positive. Think on the things that are lovely. Think on the things that are pure. Think on the things that are good report. Hallelujah. This is what God is talking about. We have to rent, and then we rent our souls to God. David said, create within me, Father. Create within me, Father. Create within me, Father, a clean heart. And what? And renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. Praise God. And praise God, it says that. God is saying to us, praise God Almighty, that we have a true repentance. We got to be honest. Praise God. And God wants us to really be honest and rip these things out because God wants to have a clean heart. We have to believe according to the word of God. And this is what God is looking for us. He's looking for us. Praise God. And repentance is not simply turning from sin, but it's toward God and coming back to God with a broken and a contrite heart. God is looking for a broken and a contrite heart. Praise God. A broken and contrite heart. And David is saying in this in Psalm 51, God does not delight in the outward signs of repentance, which includes making a sacrifice, but the sacrifices of God are what? A broken spirit and a contrite heart. He will not despise. This is what he's looking for. A contrite heart. A true heart. Not sacrifices. Praise God. This is what God is looking for. I want to leave it you today and I, for myself too, that I'm learning how to rip these things out of my heart. Rip them out. Moan, groan, cry. Cry. That's what he says in Joel. Cry. Fast. Pray. Moan. Get it out of you. Rip it up, Lord. And then do what? So let's all give our hearts to God. Then rend your heart to God. And God is going to clean this up. We don't have to worry about it because we've come through a true repentance. A true repentance of God. I just want to thank you today. And we give God the glory and praise. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen. That was a powerful word. These last days, we need a true repentance. Hallelujah. Yes, we need a true repentance. Like she said, David said, you know, create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. So I thank God for the scriptures she gave us in Timothy chapter 3 and Joel chapter 2. Romans chapter 5. Go back. Study the word. Study the word. We got to study every day. Study the word of God. Don't just put it on the shelf when you come home on Sunday, when you come home on Wednesday from Bible study. No, study the word for yourself. You can't depend on the pastor to study the word for you. God wants to know the word is in you. So we got to have the word written on the tables of our heart by studying the word. The word is powerful. I thank God for that message today that Minister Gloria Dean brought, true repentance, these last days. We got to have truth. We can't fake it. Mm-mm. We can't fake it no more. God knows our heart. So we got to learn the first and the second commandment to love God first of all with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to love each other like we love ourselves. So I thank God for that powerful word. You know, the salvation call is a great call. God is so loving and so merciful. He knows whether we truly repented or not. He's looking at the heart, each one of our hearts, and how we're acting towards one another. That's what Minister Gloria Dean was saying, how we acted. You know, are we loving on our sisters and our brothers? We say we love God, but yet we don't love each other. Mm-mm. God said we're not telling the truth. So I thank God. God even told us how to think. He said, these things, think on these things, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is true, whatsoever things are lovely. So I thank God that he has made a plan for us to be saved, to have true repentance, his plan. Yeah, his plan is a plan of true repentance for us. He made this plan before he created us. Salvation is a gift from God. If we have not received the gift from God, oh yeah, God offers us the gift, but are we taking the gift? Are we receiving the gift? Sometimes people can have a gift for you, but you may not be willing to receive the gift. So we got to receive the gift that God give us, because he didn't have to save us. He could have killed us all during the flood. He could have taken us all out with the pandemic, but he has mercy. He's a just God, a faithful Father. He knows what he's doing. He don't ever make no mistake. He knows when we have a broken and a contrite heart, as Minister Gloria Dean said. He want us to be obedient to him. He want us to follow him. I'm muting all the lines. Is there anyone on today who needs salvation? We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, many people have not done that yet. Many people have not accepted the gift of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Many people have not. Many people say, oh yeah, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. But Jesus said, if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my heavenly Father. We need Jesus. We don't need him to deny us. We need him to acknowledge us before the Father. We need our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, we do. And then once we get saved, we're not always saved. We can backslide. Get off the path. We can get off the path. There is some type of a teaching that says once saved, always saved. No, we can slip off the path. The prodigal son, he slipped off the path. He got all these stains on his garment. mud on his garments, lying, stealing, cheating, doing the wrong thing, following the world. Yeah, we can follow the world again. So we got to stay saved once we get saved. The Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid us to get in sin again once we have called on his name. How shall we that are dead to sin live in sin any longer? No, we died to sin when we gave our lives to Jesus. Know ye not that many of us, so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even also we shall walk in the newness of life. That's what Minister Glory Dean was telling us. Walk in the newness of life. True repentance is walking in the newness of life. We can't go back to our old ways. No, we got to move forward in God. He don't want us to go backwards. He want us to move forward. So is there anyone on the line who's not saved? Or anyone on the line who's backslidden? All right, well, I thank God everybody on the line is in right standing with the Father. So how we know we're in right standing? Check the Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth. Check it. Check it out. Check the Bible. That's how you know. Search the scriptures to see if you're still in the faith, because we could slip off and not even know it. Yes, we can. Many of them have done it. So we're going to ask Prophetess Lawson to pray a prayer of forgiveness that anybody who slipped off the path will be back on the path. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson from Jacksonville, Florida. How are you this morning? She may have her phone muted, but she's on. Prophetess Lawson, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. How you
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yes.
I wasn't
pray of forgiveness for any of us who might have slipped off the path. Everybody on here, as far as I know, is saved. But we could have slipped off the path and not even known it. So if you could pray a prayer of forgiveness for us on our behalf, we will get back on the
Amen.
Right track.
Amen. Father God, we just thank and we praise you, God. We honor you, Father. We recognize, Lord God, that we may sin through thought, action, as well as deed. But, Lord God, you also said if a man thinketh in his heart, and, Lord God, if we see anything and we lust after it based on the eyes, oh God, or if we desire something, Lord God, that is not of you, oh God, oh Father, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, of the things that we do unconsciously, Lord God, that we place our children before you. We place our cars and our jobs before you, God. Father, forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the things, Lord God, that we have now exalted above you, oh God. Father, even forgive, Lord God, that we have sometimes exalted our pastors and our bishops and our different leaders in the church, Lord God, above you, oh God, knowing that, Lord God, that you are the supreme, Lord God, and you said you have no other gods besides you, Lord God. Even the Father and the fact that and the Word of God, Lord God, that you are our Father, oh God, and he said, call no man Father, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, for idolatry, for worshiping, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that we don't even notice that is dishonoring and disrespectful of you, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the TV shows and the different things that we watch and we put in our spirit, Lord God, and cause us to turn away from you, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the people who have lied on us, oh, quotable shaking and my thunder. Oh, God, who has lied on us and we've gotten angry for, and we have not repented, oh, God. We've not asked for forgiveness, oh, God. But, Lord God, on today, God, not just for those that are on the line, for those that may view this afterwards, oh God. We pray for forgiveness, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that as they hear this prayer, oh God, that they'll say in their spirit, man, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for the sins and the ideas and the thoughts and the actions. Lord, forgive me, Lord God, for any time, Lord God, I didn't place you first. Lord, forgive us, Lord God. Oh God, for not loving on your son. Lord God, we call the name of Jesus, oh God. But you said we hate our brothers, oh God. Oh, forgive us, oh God, for hating our brothers and sisters, oh God. For hating mankind, your creation, oh God. Oh Lord, let the love of God be shed abroad in our hearts, oh God. Father, forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah, God. For the minimal time we want to spend with you, Lord God. You said man ought to pray all the time, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, for not taking the time to pray. And Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus Christ. Forgive us, Lord God, when we don't even acknowledge Jesus or you, Lord God, as we pray over our food. Father, forgive us, oh God. And we just ask you, Lord God, as we repent and we turn, as the word came forth today, Father, let us truly turn, not saying, God, I didn't mean to do it again. Lord, forgive us for every time, Lord God, that we said we're not going to do it again, and we repeat and repeat, repeat. Father, forgive us for not applying the word of God, not reading the word of God, not using the word of God, and most importantly, not living the word of God. Father, forgive us. In your son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for, he's a forgiving Father. You know, it's us who hold grudges, but God forgives, and I thank God that he's God, and he's teaching us. He said, if you don't forgive each other, I won't forgive you. So I thank God that he is teaching us. He's our example on how to live. Well, you know what? The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. I thank God for Prophetess Lawson, that powerful prayer she prayed on our behalf, that God would forgive us. Yeah, creating us a clean heart. The effectual fervent prayers of the holy people, the people that are like God, the people that, you know, pray, we can get good results. So it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. I have unmuted all the lines. Pastor Donna, do you have any additional prayer requests?
No, ma'am. If you'll just remember the members of Macedonia, continue to pray for my brother-in-law, Jimmy Harbor, and for the youth.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, and let me add one more. That's Marlon Bynum. He is our godson, Marlon Bynum, B-Y-N-U-M. He had a stroke, but he's doing so much better.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to ask Minister Glory Dean if she will pray for that in just a minute. Let me just take the prayer request, and then we're going to come back and pray for those things. Jackie, do you have any additional prayer requests? Well, she said she was going to be busy, so I have her prayer request. I've been.
Oh, yes. Can you pray for my cousin Regina? She's going through a lot right now.
Okay.
Just pray for my cousin Regina and my aunt Lou and Aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Elizabeth with her pain.
Okay.
And all of my, you know, all of my patients and clients. Thank you.
Okay. Aunt Lou and Aunt Elizabeth. Okay. All right. We have Mother Fanny on. Mother Fanny, you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I'd like someone to pray for my grandson. He on the borderline of that virus. What's going on?
All right. So he has a mild case of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Minister Glory Dean, you have any special requests this morning?
Well, pray for my, I have two grandsons, you know, that really need prayer. And they're 16 and 17, and they really need prayer. And them to pray for them, and that they have, they both will have a closer relationship with their mother.
Okay. With their mother, okay. All right, the lines are unmuted. Anybody else, state your name and give your prayer request, please. We're going to be praying for Miss Ludell also. She's out the hospital, and we're praying for her strength back. She had pneumonia, but she's doing better. I called her this morning to see if she wanted to be on, but she said they lost several members of the church, so she was, you know, dealing with that this morning, and we pray her strength in the Lord for her family as well. Anybody else? Prayer request.
I guess, good morning. This is Minister Brenda Johnson. I enjoyed the word today, and I just want to ask a prayer regarding the Johnson family. Just some general prayers of God's will for each and every one of our members' life and the Callahan family. The same prayer, the Lord's will for everyone in the Callahan family's life, that it be perfect and in His will.
Amen. You said you're Minister Brenda Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to hear the word.
Are you in the New Orleans area?
I am. Uh-huh. I'm a friend of Dr. Jim Paul, who introduced to Minister Gantling.
Yes, I am, Minister Caritha Gantling. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we're moving right along.
I have a prayer request.
Okay, I can barely hear you. Can you speak more into your phone?
Prayer request. Family unity, all addictions, and mental illness.
All right, Sister Esther, family. Say that again, family what?
Unity.
Okay. All right, mental problems, and what else?
Addictions,
okay. All righty. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Prayer request.
This prophet Ernestine, you know, as I said, it's always good prayer. Continue to lift up my mother as she recovered from this infection, and that her fever would be reduced, and that she'll come home.
Amen.
Return home.
Yes, Lord. Okay.
And then I just saw another post. And pray for my cousin, Bethany Polite. She lost her husband, her brother, and she just buried her youngest daughter yesterday. So pray for the bereaving family.
Yes.
And my cousin is Bethany Polite.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. All righty. Well, Prophet is lost, and I'm going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, for Jim Harbor, her brother-in-law, and the youth at her church, and Marlon Bynum, who had a stroke. So if you would pray for those things, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Father, we pray, Lord God, for Marlon Bynum, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for the activity of his limbs be restored, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that the neurons and the electrons that is in his brain, Lord God, any area, Lord God, that there's a less firing action, Lord God, that we pray that they be illuminated with light. God, you said in your word, oh God, that you pour upon us the Holy Spirit, oh God. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will minister healing and the angels will minister healing and restoration, oh God, that he may have full activity of his left and his right hands, arms, and legs, oh God, that the blood circulation will circulate throughout his body, oh God,
and we thank you, God, for the restoration. We thank you for the healing, and we thank you, Lord God, that he will have no signs, Lord God, of a smoke, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the general neighborhood and the young people and the youth of Paducah, Kentucky, oh God, as we pray for the youth, Lord God, just throughout America, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for spiritual guidance, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that as they live on this earth, oh God, that they'll learn, hallelujah, not to be angry, not to be bitter, but, Lord God, that they may walk in love, oh God. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that they, as you said in your word, that the old man, Lord God, will teach the young man, and the older women will teach the younger women. We pray, Lord God, in this hour, that the young people will have an ear attuned to hear, Lord God, teaching of love, teaching of peace, teaching of kindness, and teaching of general respect and love for one another, oh God. We come against the spirit of murder, Lord God, that's trying to infiltrate, Lord God, the young adults, oh God, that, Lord God, they will no longer kill each other. Oh, Father, Lord God, and we pray, we bind the spirit of fear that rests on the children, oh God, in this age of coronavirus, even the little babies, oh God, that are afraid to go to school and afraid, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they be covered in the blood, oh God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. Wash them, not just the ones who are saved children, Lord God, not just the mothers and fathers who pray over their children, but, Lord God, we pray that there'll be prayer back in school, that the children that are saved will be bold enough to pray for the children that are not saved. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. And then for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church of God, we thank you for the pastors, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have placed in that church and in that community a woman of God that hears you, the woman of God that wants to do your will, oh God. Father, we bind up every hindrance spirit, oh God. We come against anything, Lord God, that would not prevent her from fulfilling your will, your call, and your anointing on her life to change other people's lives, oh God. Oh God, even in the absence of church meeting, oh God, we lift up the deacons, the leaders, the elders, oh God. We lift up, Lord God, the mothers, oh God, the usher board, oh God. Even, Lord God, the generals, Lord God, that serve, Lord God, to be caretakers of the church. Lord, let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. God, I pray, Lord God, that they shall not die but live and declare your work, oh God. Father, we thank you for miraculous healing, signs and wonders, oh God. We pray, Lord God, as they feed the community, Lord God, that even with October coming with the breath thing, Lord God, they need to do all things. God, we pray, Lord God, that they can continue making a mark and continue to conduct you, Lord God. And we give you all the praise. Bless her husband and her children, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. And, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for keeping her and her family healthy and alive. In your son Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Mother Fanny, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still on.
Could you pray for Mother Ludell and for her healing?
Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look down on Mother Ludell. I ask you to heal her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give her strength in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon her, that she will grow stronger in the name of the Lord, that she will still serve you at all times in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, make a way out of no way for her in the name of Jesus. Give her whatever she needs in the name of Jesus. Father, without you, she cannot do nothing. She cannot survive. Not survive without you. Father, she'll weep. Fill her up what she have toned down and what she ever got so weak and battle hard for her to get around. Give her the strength and the mind and the courage to hold on to your unchanging hand, that you would protect her and you'll make her well and you'll get her better in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon her whole family
in the name of Jesus, that they will stand by her and they will do as God lead them and guide them to do for her. Father God, take her in your hand, take the family in your hand, that they will stick by her and take care of her and help her to give her strength back and help her to help them to do whatever they see fit to do for her in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you'll make her so strong that she will be all right in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Minister Vivian, are you still available for prayer? Probably got her phone muted. Minister Vivian Collins. All right. She didn't hear me yet.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
All right.
I had my phone muted.
Can you pray for Jackie Travis? I'll just call out the request and you just pray for her two daughters, her grandbaby Ava, ministry with the senior citizens, also for Miss Maddie who broke her hip, condolences for the Beatty family and her cousin Regina. Pray for Aunt Lou and Aunt Elizabeth. So in case you can't remember all of that, just pray. I called them out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, because I was going to say, oh. Oh, praise God. I've been listening to all the prayer requests, and I was praying along with everybody while I was praying, and the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance the blood. Hallelujah. Pray the blood. And right now, Lord God, as I lift these prayer requests up to you, God, you know each one of them, God. And Father God, I just pray the blood of Jesus be over each one of them, God, whatever they're going through, whatever they're asking for, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, look on those children. Look on them, the elderly, Lord God. Oh, Father, I apply the blood to each one, one by one. You made us all individual, Lord God. And, Father God, as the blood being applied, Father, oh, gracious God, they being healed, they being set free, oh, God, in your name of Jesus, Lord God, we, oh, Father God, cry out unto you, Lord God, for, oh, God, whatever they have a call unto you, of their request, God, hallelujah. You've been speaking to me about requests, God. Thank you, Father God. And Lord God, they have made their request, made it known unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father, by your Spirit, Lord God. And Lord, if we make a request, we're asking, we're asking you to do that thing, God, which we cannot do, God. But you can do all things, Lord God. And Father, these that was called out to me to pray for, God, Lord God, and all the rest, God, I bring before you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you, oh, God, step in the midst, oh God. Oh, your feet, your foot, God. Oh, God, when you step in the midst, oh God, things got to change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right now, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit that is invested in us on this line, God. Oh, we apply the blood of Jesus. Let it go through, let it go through, let it run through. Let it run through, let it run through, let it run through every vein, every muscle, every part of their body, every child that they line up according to your will, oh God, that they'll be obedient, oh God, so that they will live, oh God. And they will enjoy the good of the land, oh God. And, Lord, they'll walk out their purpose and plan that you have for their lives. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just thank you and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Powerful prayers this morning. Thank you all. Mm-hmm. Pastor Donna Hawkins, can you pray for Mother Fanny? Her grandson, one of her grandson has the coronavirus. And can you also play for Minister Gloria Dean? her two grandsons, 16, 7-year-old, closer relationship with their mother.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God. Beside thee, there is none other. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you with all of our cares. Your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done for us in our lives. Lord, we thank you for shedding your blood that we might be saved. Lord, we thank you for giving us health and strength. Lord, we thank you for keeping us in our right mind. But Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Sister Glory Dean Shiloh, Lord, and for her grandchildren. You know, Lord, what they stand in need of right now. And Lord, I ask a special blessing on Mother Fanny's children, Lord, on her family, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would bless them and keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we are thankful that you have an ear to hear the cries of your children. We're crying out this morning, Lord. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go, Lord? Lord, I thank you that I can come to you with everything, Lord. I can bring all of my burdens to you, Lord, because we know that you are able to roll all of our burdens away, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing, Lord, on the families today who stand in need of prayer. Lord, some of us have dropped the ball. Some of us have not done what you told us to do, Lord. But, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen us so that we will be witnesses before our children, so that we will continue to pray for our children, so that we will continue to lead our families in the way that you would have them to go. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the difference that you have made in our lives, the difference that you're making right now, and the difference that you will continue to make, Lord. Lord, continue to strengthen our faith. Continue to strengthen our walk, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we can call on your holy name, knowing that you hear us and you answer our prayers. We're thankful today. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, Lord. Lord, we are thankful because we know that every good and every perfect gift comes down from above. We thank you for loving us enough, Lord, to give us, Lord, the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, we love you. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray, for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Minister Gigi, are you still on there? I see your number. Are you? Can you unmute your phone if you mute it?
Praise God, I'm here.
Can you pray for families, fathers, mothers, extended families, grandparents, children, everybody?
Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you. Father, we are praying for families. You know the composition of all. And, you know, fathers, mothers, children, grandchildren, husband, and you name it, families. And we bring all before you. The families here and all around the world. Because we, Father, we thank you for the grace to stand in the gap for the world, for each other. We thank you. Father, the family, oh Lord, we bring before your throne of grace this morning, oh Lord, for your mercy. Have mercy upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, give them the strength to resist against sins. Hallelujah. Give them the strength, O Lord, to fight with anything that is not of you in them, to resist, to stand against them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask, O Lord, as you have mercy upon them, I ask that you bless them all in the name of Jesus. Bless them with good health in the name of Jesus. Bless them financially, relationally, and spiritually, Father. Bless them. The one that needs salvation, the ones that need salvation. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you touch their hearts right now. Hallelujah, and make room for the word to enter Hallelujah. When they hear the words and then they enter their hearts and they will run to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah, I pray that while they come to know you, Father, they will experience better life in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus for all the families around the world that right now facing trying times, hallelujah, facing sicknesses, diseases, hallelujah, facing right now evacuation or eviction, and we pray for them, oh Lord. Father, as you know everything, but you only want us to obey, to break it to you, and this is what we're doing right now, oh Lord. We ask for grace and mercy upon families all around the world, and some of them have become suicidal because they don't know where to turn, because they don't know you, they don't have you, hallelujah, and that's why we pray for them, oh Lord, they will come to know you. Hallelujah, because you are the source of life. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the children will be taken care of. Hallelujah. And all. Hallelujah. Control their minds. Control the hearts, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of them are grieved by situation, by death in the families. But you know all about it. But we here, oh Lord, and to intercede in their behalf, and in their behalf. And Lord, we only pray for mercy. Give them strength, a strong mind, and a strong heart, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. Some of them concerned about the school opening. Because the children will be at school that don't know what a second will bring. Father, allow them. Hallelujah. Help them to trust you. Hallelujah. Because life is in you. And you see everything. You hear everything. Not only you hear and you listen. And Father, we come and, you know, we bring this appeal to you. Oh Lord, you're the one. You are the Savior. You are the Redeemer. You are the healer, supernatural healer. You're the God of miracles. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, the spirit of fear shall be bound in their lives in the name of Jesus. That spirit shall leave them, oh Lord. Free them. Free the spirit, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then all when they're all said and done, they will glorify your holy name. They will be happy once again because we know everything for a season. And we know the devil, Satan, with all his demons and his virus, all cannot kill all the people on this earth, because you always have remnants for you. Father, we pray for those families all over the world. Hallelujah. Keep them straight. Keep them strong in you. Hey, keep them strong in you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. There shall rejoice and happy in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be happy in you, in the name of Jesus, including us. We are family, and we pray for ourselves and the whole wide world, in the mighty name of Jesus. You died for the families, Lord, and from the beginning, you established your family. You care about family. And we care about family. We care about what's going on in the life. Now, help, oh Lord, we pray for help. Help in the mighty name of Jesus. Help, wait. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Gigi. All right, we're calling on Pastor Donna Hawkins. Can you pray a brief prayer? Make your prayers brief, please. For Prophetess Brenda Johnson, her family, and the Callahan family.
Gracious Lord, we bow again, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to call on your name. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Minister Brenda Johnson and her family. Lord, Lord, you know all about them because you made them, Lord. So, Lord, we're praying for unity in the family, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would bless them and give them what they stand in need of. Lord, we ask a special blessing on the Callahan family. Lord, you made them too. Lord, we just ask that you would bless them, keep them, Lord, crown them, Lord, with your wisdom and knowledge, Lord, so they'll make right decisions, so that they'll live lives that are pleasing in your sight. We love you, Lord. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Esther? She's praying for family unity, mental problems, and addictions.
Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Father, you said, Lord God, that we should have the mind of Christ, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that everyone that's Sister Esther is duty bound to pray for, Lord God. That, Lord God, that every disturbance of the mind, everything that's trying to exalt itself against your word, oh God. But, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your power to cast out and remove every weight of burden, every form of depression or oppression, oh God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that satanic forces are defeated foes. And so we come against every mind-blinding spirit that is trying to torment the mind and, Lord God, to cause your word to be of none effect, oh God. Father, we plead the blood over, Lord God, the person's mind, oh God, and we plead the blood, Lord God, oh God, over his spirit man, Lord God, that his spirit man can overcome that which is trying to control the physical body, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for her family and Lord God, and all those that she's praying for, Lord God, that your will be done in their lives, oh God. Father, we come against every hindrance spirit, oh God, that will hinder your word from coming into fruition, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your mighty hand, Lord God, rescuing and healing and delivering, Lord God, the captives, oh God, and setting them free. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Minister Glory Dean, could you pray for Prophetess Ernestine's mother? Pray for her healing. Pray for her cousin's family. Condolences.
Okay, praise God. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for this family right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for the family of our sister, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her brother-in-law, for Jimmy, God. We thank you, Lord, that Jimmy is coming through a healing right now, God. And as Jimmy coming through this healing, God, he's remembering that he has to repent and he has to forgive. He has to know that Christ has to be in his life in every way, form and fashion, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We pray that Jimmy will come up. And we pray, Father, for the family of the cousins and the condolences, God. We pray for all, God, the ones at the funerals and the ones that need strength, God, through funerals and different things they're going through right now in life, God, concerning death and everything, the family, God. We ask you, God, right now to renew their strength. Renew the families, God. Renew their strength, God. Renew their strength, God, as the wings of an eagle, God. You know that this is needed right now for them. Let them come forward with the right mind, things in their mind, that to serve God, to know that they will see their loved ones again and think of it that way, that they're with the Lord in a better place right now. We thank you, Father God, for taking care of this family, God, and all the Hawkins family. I thank you. I'm right. And I thank you, Lord, for this family. I thank you, Father God, for Jimmy. We speak the word, Jimmy is healed. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, that this family has come through. In Jesus' name, God, with strength, God, and encouragement. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. This is Minister Vivian. You pray for our prophetess Ernestine Lawson's mother for her healing. Minister Vivian, you still there? All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for prophetess Ernestine Lawson, your faithful servant, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for her mother, O God. I pray for her that you would remove the heaviness that she might feel because her mother has been ill for quite some time. O God, any fear of losing her mother, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We say that she will let go and let you, let your will be done in her mother's life. Let that healing come forth like never before. Remove infections from her mother's life in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing in her mother. Allow her mother to come back home from the hospital in the name of Jesus. Healed, delivered, set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are the great physician. We know that the doctors are limited, but you're able to touch her, Prophetess Ernestine Lawson's mother. You're able to touch her body inside out, remove all infection. Oh, God, cleanse the blood, cleanse the brain, oh, God, brain lobes. Oh, God, cleanse the stem, brain stem, cleanse the entire system of cells, cleanse every part of her body, the heart, oh, God, the gallbladder, the spleen, the liver. Cleanse, oh, God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, inside out. Heal her bones, bone marrow, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her completely, Lord. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, tomorrow is Sunday. Minister Vivian has her blog talk program, God's Favorite. She come on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. her time, 8 p.m. my time. And we're thankful for her. We have Minister Gigi. She has a Monday, I believe, Monday program, Blog Talk Radio. So we thank God for them. Anybody else have any announcements they want to make? All right. Well, join us every Tuesday for prayer. We pray for the children of the world. Call me if you don't have the number. Also on Wednesday, we have the midweek Bible study on this same number that you dialed in today, the 1-619-789-4313. Thursdays, we're having a great time on University of Biblical Studies. The boys, the men, and girls, the ladies, join us. We will not be on next Saturday, but on the 26th of September, we'll have Children's Day. Well, Father, anybody have anything to say before we close out? All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful to you. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. And Lord, you're calling us true repentance in these last days. Well, Father, we thank you for true repentance. Oh, God, we don't want you to be angry with us, so we are repenting. We ask your forgiveness. We are turning around with true repentance. We come, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, a broken and a contrite heart before you in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we close out on Bible Story Land, we say hallelujah to the Most High God that you are our Lord and our Savior. Correct our paths. Help us to keep our eyes on you in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every person who came on the line today and their families, their church families, oh God. Oh God, especially the elderly, Lord. Thank you for them. We ask you, Lord, to continually walk with us, a lamp and a light to our pathway in Jesus' name. I want you to know that God loves you so much, and he commanded you, yes, you, and you, to love him back with all of your heart, soul, and strength. But when you're looking at TV, turn it off and say, God, I'm here for you. I'm available for you, Father. I'm available for you, Father God. Sometimes shut everything down, phones, TV, radios, and listen to the Almighty Father. He wants to talk to you. Come into the secret place and listen to his voice. don't have a God-filled day, a God-filled weekend, a God-filled month. Don't forget, praise the Lord every day like you lost your mind. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Love y'all.